We're going to jump into the weather with Bill Snyder, WGN-TV weather producer and storm guru and meteorological master.
You did.
I might have given you an extra syllable.
Well, that's, you know what? Hey, the more the merrier, right, John?
Hey, did you ever see the movie Anchorman?
I did. It's been a while, but I recall seeing it. Yes.
Yeah. No, I just had a little fun with their version of a weather person.
Right.
Who, you know, since you were coming on, of course, that doesn't reflect on you at all.
No, of course not.
The movie itself would reflect on everybody at Channel 9, not just you. It would be, you know, all the anchors and everybody else. And of course, that's not true.
Right,
just
right.
A little levity, if you will.
Sure, yeah. Sure, of course, absolutely.
Well, look at this weather mess. I mean, right now everything looks so well. I guess it got a little overcast the last time I looked, but so enjoyable yesterday.
Oh,
I mean, my gosh.
I mean, does it get any nicer in late May than it did
really?
Today?
And wow. I talked to someone. What was I doing? I was buying something or whatever. And we got into a discussion about weather. You know, people like to talk about the weather.
Oh, they do. Yeah, it impacts our lives for sure, yeah. John.
And it's like, well, you know, she said, I got a feeling that it's going to get bad by Memorial Day. And I said, you know what? I don't know what it is, but don't you think like every like Labor Day weekend and every Memorial Day weekend, by the time you get to like the Sunday or the Monday of the holiday event, the weather just drops out, and I looked, and I think that's going to happen again.
Yeah.
Why?
I know, right? I mean, this is the official kickoff of summer, too, John. We got it's supposed to anyway. You know, I mean, you got to tell Mother Nature that. But yeah. We've got the beaches open officially tomorrow, and so we've got that going for us. And we're going to start the weekend off on a beautiful note. I mean, it looks great on Saturday, but then we're going to be dealing with. We've got these rapid fire storm systems. They're kind of moving with a progressive weather pattern here. And the first one we're going to be dealing with tomorrow with the potential for some strong thunderstorms in the afternoon hours. So we'll be certainly keeping an eye on that. We're in a level 2 of 5 risk assessment by the folks at the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, who assess the risk of severe weather. And so that's kind of where we're at. And that's pretty much across the entire state that we're in that level 2 risk. So that anytime between lunchtime and, say, early tomorrow evening, it looks like we're going to have a couple of rounds of storms move through here. The day will start out on a beautiful note tomorrow. You'll wake up tomorrow morning, head to work or school, those that are still in school, and think that there's nothing going on. It's going to be a beautiful, warm day. Temperatures will surge into the 80s again. We did that today. We hit 81 degrees at O'Hare and Midway, so it was a gorgeous day. And the humidity level will start to pick up. You'll notice that tomorrow. The dew points, which, you know, measure the amount of moisture that's in the air, are very low right now. They're in the 40s, which lends a drier feel to the air. But that's going to change tomorrow out ahead of the approaching weather system. So we'll see the dew points jump about 20 degrees from where they're at right now. And that kind of lends that more humid, spring-like feel to the air that we're so accustomed to around these parts of the country. So that will help, certainly help proliferate some of these storms. And we'll be watching, you know, storms late tonight, early tomorrow morning that move out of the plain states in Nebraska, parts of Iowa that are in a severe weather risk right now. The models have predicted a line of storms that will be moving towards us, again, likely to arrive somewhere around lunchtime or early afternoon in the far western part of our viewing area, and then move across the city probably early to mid-afternoon. So we'll certainly be watching that closely for the potential. Some of those storms could, you know, produce hail 1 inch in diameter and even some, some marginally severe gusty winds that could reach, you know, 50 to 60 miles per hour. So that's... Those are our biggest threats. You know, you can't rule out an isolated tornado. I think right now, for tomorrow, John, the greatest risk for tornadoes is up to our northwest and into southern Wisconsin. So those areas, I mean, again, it's not zero, but it's very low at this point.
We're going to do more with Bill. There's lots more to talk about when it comes to the weather coming up for
yeah.
the heard in the news with David that he was talking about the Atlantic hurricane
yeah.
season. And conditions being not in our favor.
No, that's accurate, John. You know, the folks at the National Hurricane Center who issue these outlooks, because, you know, the hurricane season typically starts on June 1st and runs through November. This is their most aggressive forecast at this point in the season of any to date in recent memory, I think ever. So we're forecasting 17 to 25 named storms, of which eight to 13 of those will become hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could become major hurricanes. So that's, you know, that's really 150 to 245% of normal than a normal season would see. And it's interesting to note, John, we've got, you know, anomalously warm waters in the tropical Atlantic. They're off the charts as far as how warm they are. I was looking at a comparison to 2005 compared to where they're at now, and it's stunning that they're running even significantly warmer than 2005. And we all know what happened in 2005 with Katrina later that year. So that was a doozy. But the fact that we've got this anomalously warm water temperatures, low wind shear, which encourages these storms to continue in strength, and of course, and weak trade winds, and then a strong African monsoon is part of the contributing factors to this aggressive forecast. So, we've already got record high water temperatures across the tropical Atlantic, and that heat, is John, is expected to persist into the peak hurricane months between August and October. So those high temperatures also allow storms to intensify rapidly, which is interesting. So it gives communities less time to prepare for their impacts. So that's, you know, of all the strongest storms to make landfall across the United States, when I say strong storms, I'm talking about Category 5, in the past 100 years, 3 days prior to their arrival, they were much weaker tropical storms. So this can happen rather quickly, and that's why I think that the folks, again, at the Hurricane Center are issuing this, you know, this aggressive outlook, just not only because of the parameters that are in place, but also just because of the fact that, you know, it can happen rather quickly, and they want people to be prepared, you know, ahead of time of their arrival. So this will be something that we'll certainly be watching closely as we head into June and into the peak hurricane months.
I know you've got a lot of things you want to get to, but I just felt I need to pop in here with this.
Yeah.
The forecast for the next few days.
Yeah.
And how do you think it will impact travel? Travel by air, travel by car?
Well, first off, John, tomorrow is, again, as I was saying, we've got to deal with some thunderstorms here. You know, it won't be all day rains. You know, we'll start the day tomorrow morning. Will be no issues whatsoever. So for both traveling by car and flying, it should be fine. If you're heading west, if you're driving west towards Iowa and, you know, into the plains, you'll be running into this line of storms that's going to impact our area in the afternoon. So that's definitely one thing to keep an eye out for. But this storm will move out rather quickly tomorrow night. We'll start the weekend off on a gorgeous note. So if you're holding off on your travel plans for Saturday, Saturday looks great. We'll have plenty of sunshine, and temperatures should be warming well into the 70s, mid to upper 70s, most areas on Saturday. And then we wait for the next system to arrive on Sunday. So again, like, these systems are occurring with these fast west to east jet streams. You know, it's kind of a rapid fire weather pattern. And so we'll have another system that brings some showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. And, you know, there's a chance some of those could be strong too, but the greatest risk right now for potential severe weather on Sunday appears to be right now across central and southern Illinois. So if you're heading in those areas, be on guard for that. But locally, we'll just be dodging some storms, and you know, at any point, these could produce some locally heavy downpours. And then by Monday, we can't rule out a shower, but it's going to be cool. But to mark the official start of summer, we like our weather to be warm, and Monday will not be warm relative to by summer standards. Well, probably right. Most areas, right. Temperatures are going to stay in the 60s on Monday, John, and at a time of the year when mid 70s are normal. So it'll be on the cool side.
Yeah, and once again, the holiday,
yeah.
Not ruined, but certainly,
yeah. And again,
by some not perfect weather,
not perfect, no. And you know, these, it should be pointed out this time of the year, when you're dealing with warm season, rain and thunderstorms, this isn't, you know, if you can time it right, you can still get some stuff done outside. You'll be able to get your barbecues going and that kind of thing. I don't think this is, looks like a situation where we're going to be dealing, when we do get rain, where we'll be dealing with sun up to sundown rainfall. That will not be the case. There's no question of the 3 days, the long holiday weekend, the 3 day period, the best weather that we're going to enjoy is going to be Saturday. That is 100% certain at this point. And, you know, we'll be dodging rain on Sunday. And then I think Monday, you know, there, you know, you can't rule out some showers, but there'll be gaps in between those showers, so there'll be plenty of time to get some stuff done outside or enjoy the outdoors if you feel the need.
Yeah, and you know, over this past week there were so many different weather things going. We're talking damaging winds,
yep,
and power outages.
Oh, for sure,
knocked down.
Yeah,
it was hard to keep up. Actually.
Yeah, no, it was, John. And I mean, you know, they had that Tuesday, that devastating tornado that swept through Greenfield, Iowa. Just horrible. It ravaged, you know, much of that community with it. And by the way, the folks in Des Moines at National Weather Service Des Moines, who conducted the survey on that storm, concluded that was an EF4 with peak winds of 175 to 185 miles per hour. Wow. The path length on that tornado was just under 44 miles, which is just extraordinary for a storm to continue at that distance. And then maximum width on that storm was 1,000 yards. So this was a really, really bad storm. And as a matter of fact, I mean, poor Iowa, they've been bearing the brunt of the bad storm so far this season. They've had 81 tornadoes, John, so far this year, which is leads the country. The most tornadoes to occur across the entire country, not in Texas, not in Oklahoma, but in Iowa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, let me try to move to a more uplifting concept.
Sure.
At least. I don't know if we're going to be able to see it or not.
But, yeah.
This is the time of what's called a flower moon.
Right.
Why is it called that, and can we see it?
We can. You know what? As a matter of fact, John, at approximately 8:53 this morning, it turned full. So what happens is spring reaches its peak, the night sky offers us a special treat known as the flower moon, and it's named that because of the abundance of blooming flowers that are part of the season, of the spring season. So this occurs when the moon is on the opposite side of the earth from the sun, fully illuminating it, and then This alignment makes the moon appear particularly bright in the night sky. The best location to view is away from city lights. So not that you can't see it in the city, but right, it certainly gives you the best view, you know, with a clear view of the horizon. As the moon rises, its bright light will cast a glow over the landscape. So it should be visible tonight. We do have, like you said, there are a few clouds, but by and large, skies are fairly clear. These are just a high thin cloud variety right now. These aren't the thick clouds that are going to obscure the moon. So I think that we'll be able to see it.
Bill, do you have any final words for us who live and die by the weather, so to speak?
Well, you know what? Get outside tomorrow morning. Well, tonight, first of all, tonight's going to be a gorgeous night. So if you have any plans outdoors tonight, there won't be any issues at all. And again, tomorrow, the first part of the day won't be bad. And, you know, kind of keep an eye on eye to the sky and have your weather apps and tune to any potential watches or warnings that may become necessary tomorrow afternoon. It's not a sure thing by any means. But, you know, we run the risk of seeing some strong or severe thunderstorms for parts of the area. You know, this is not a widespread damaging storm outbreak that we're expecting, but in scattered areas, you know, where the strongest storms do hit, they could be potentially, you know, strong or locally even severe. So we'll keep an eye on that and keep everyone updated on future broadcasts on WGN and online, and enjoy the gorgeous start to the weekend.
Hey, Bill, thank you so much for your insight. Always look forward to talking to you. Look forward to talking to you next week, and have a safe and great Memorial Day weekend.
Okay? Likewise, enjoy talking to you too, my friend. You have a great weekend as well.